Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
All right, so you're not going to pass out on the way.
Cooney Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
Start looking it over, looking at the intricacies.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Go, I'll catch up.
Yogo Sojabo is played by Brendan Thorson.
Hit him in the dump stat.
Now on with our show.
So, like I said, I leave the headman's hall, and I head towards the smithy.
When you're there, you see the usual charcoal forge, and they're pounding away at creating a small half-crescent blade, probably a comma, used for cutting the wheat.
I will stand there and watch them for a little bit, just bask in the forge and the sounds of the hammer hitting metal.
Yeah, he's very focused. He doesn't even notice you standing there.
I kind of figured, because I'm also being very quiet. I don't want to interrupt him. I don't want to let this artisan lose his concentration.
Watching a master at work, or at least an artist.
He takes the red hot blade and dunks it into a tank of water, quenching it. A geyser of steam bellows out, and he pulls it out, takes a rasp, and runs it along the edge. It slides very nicely.
You do very good work.
He kind of blinks a little bit, looks up.
Oh, thank you, Samurai Sama.
Mind if I see?
No, but by all means.
I will pick up the comma, start looking it over, looking at the intricacies, get an idea, a feel for where he learned, if it was basically like he learned in a village or he maybe learned from a master smith of one of the clans, and just admire the craftsmanship done by someone from a village as opposed to what I've seen the Kaiju do.
And this looks like a fairly standard blade itself. Just on inspection, to you, it looks like he's uses the Sanmai technique, which takes a lower quality steel and puts it around kind of like a steel taco. The poor quality steel is the shell. The high quality steel is going down to the edge. And it's a pretty simple technique for him, especially when you compare it to Kaiju steel, but it's a more advanced technique than what you would expect a villager to use. So clearly he has studied.
I hand back and who did you study with?
I traveled into the Lion Lands at one point and I visited the Scorpion and I've learned different techniques.
I see.
You can see he holds himself with bit of pride, holding himself a little higher than what you would expect a peasant.
I overlook his putting on airs because he has studied with others and he is utilizing the techniques to help his village. So he is, because of the way his blades are, where the blade is made on the comma, for the tools that he creates for the village, he gets a pass on putting on airs, because, well, he is way definitely a very necessary part of his village. Have you ever been down to the Crablands and seen the blades of the Kaiju?
I have seen Kaiju steel. I've never been able to touch it, let alone forge it.
Yes. Caillou steel is very protected. But your technique is very well. The blending of the metals has given you the sharpness of the blade you need so that you may, the workers can reap the wheat without damaging the chaff.
Thank you.
And I just look around. Does he have anything else around that it's been working on? I figure he probably does some rings for barrels.
Yeah, he's got a variety of different things. The only kind of blades he's got are the basic, you know, what you would use for tools. There are a few things that he might use as a lock or, you know, to assist in making barrels, but not a lot of much intrigue there. You know, there might be a plow, spade.
Nothing that looks like he made some Caillou blades that were tainted. Or I believe are tainted.
Well, I'm actually going to have you go ahead and do a roll to see if you get anything else out of this. I'm going to have it be a... I'm going to pull it off of smithing, because that's what your knowledge is on. And I'm going to have it be a water roll for surveying the area. And it's a TN2.
I will keep this one blank die. I knew you were going to put it off of smithing, which I don't have.
It's a little surprising with his passion and what he likes.
I will be picking it up eventually. But yeah, I'm looking going, damn, I don't have it. Because that actually is one of the things I was looking at in the books, was crafting weapons and armor. So I look at that. I do the compliment for his crafting. And then I leave. And then listen for him going, whew. It's like, I just had a craft some right here. Uh-oh. Okay.
You hear the rhythmic clinking of the metal start up again. And as you turn the corner, the clinking stops.
I listen. Because I stop.
You hear the sound of a shoji screen rolling back and then closing again. And that's all you can hear.
I'm going to find the back of the smithy.
All right. It's attached to his home. So it's, you know, and a fairly important necessity to the village. So it is a somewhat larger house. You do find some different screens around, but no real doorways, just rice paper walls.
Oh, yeah. What we expect to see. I'm just walking around, observing, and listening to see if I can hear anything from him.
All right. I'm going to have you do a aesthetics water roll.
You and your damn water.
Hit him in the dumb stat.
I have an opportunity. I don't trip over my own 2 feet.
Do you trip over your own 3 feet? That would be weird.
No. I'm 6 foot tall.
With that opportunity, what would you like to do?
Yeah, in water. I'm going to recover 2 strife.
Fair enough.
Because I am just taking a leisurely stroll around the smithy.
By the time you get back around, the forge has gone cold. The shoji screen door is closed.
What was he working on? What had he put to start working on? Does it look like?
It's a blank at this point. It's just a lump of steel.
Lump of steel with a few pounds on it.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. But not my problem right now. And I will head to the tea house to go see how Yogo-san is doing not drinking sake.
I'm in the tea house. I have a full cold cup of tea. And I'm just impatiently kind of tapping my feet as I'm waiting for... I'm going to say that the guide is a little late, and so is Kuni. And I'm just kind of a little... Hurry up. In my head. I'm not saying this out loud because I'm trying to maintain face. Mm-hmm. But that's what, like, because my strife is so high right now, that's kind of how I'm acting.
I don't know. What is Kitsuki up to?
Probably drinking tea, watching Yogo, making sure that he doesn't slip off or go off the deep end or anything like that. Again, waiting a little bit impatiently for the guide and Kuni to get back.
All right. In drinking your tea, I would like you to roll a medicine air.
And I have medicine.
Would this be an investigation thing?
This would be an investigation thing.
I just had to check for your school ability.
Okay, yes, thank you. So in that case, I keep an extra black die showing a opportunity.
And I will let you know this is a TN3.
Okay, yeah, so grand total. Four successes, two strife, and an opportunity.
All right. With the bonus success, you notice, even though you just got a regular pot of tea, that this is also opium tea. You recognize the flavor and the feeling of it.
Well, this is interesting.
And I didn't drink any of it. Oh, my God.
It's a little stronger than what you normally make.
Okay, so in that case, I'm not going to drink as much as I usually do. Give a nod to Yogo-san. It's a good thing you're not drinking.
No, it's not.
No. Tap, tap, tap. It's a good thing you're not drinking.
And I guess I'll come to the same conclusion or something like that.
Well, without tasting it, you won't have any idea.
Oh, okay. So I don't know how opium tea works.
Pretty much you're not going to smell opium.
See, and this is where I would like to have like a spell that I would like to get, which is like it purifies poisons and stuff. And I was like, ah. Also, instantly sobers you, too. Yeah, Drogen's Balm. That's what it's called. It's a really interesting spell.
But yeah, I'm slowing down on how much I'm drinking because I recognize this and I do not want to get that far deep.
And about this time, Kuniguru slides open the door.
Ah, I see you are still here. Walk over, sit down.
So how was your adventure?
Calming.
So what I would like to do is to maintain the facade. I would like to... I'm not sure how I would do this. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to at least pour him some tea, hand it to him, but kind of give him, trying to let him know, don't drink it without letting whoever is watching us right now. Because I know somebody's watching us. Peasants are always watching.
My question comes in. This is a player, not character. Is it one pot of tea? Or does Yogo... So Jibo have a pot of tea, and Kitsuki Akira have a pot of tea.
Did you guys order different pots, or are you? You tell me.
I let him order
a pot of tea. So, yeah, pour the tea, fingers on the rim of the glass, slight shake of the head, and slide it over.
I'm going to say this is going to be a performance roll, and it is going to be.
Air for trick?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. This would be just a TN1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I've got one success. Give me one more strife, and I'm up to six.
Okay, And what is your composure level?
My composure is 6, so I'm at composure. So I cannot take anything more with strife.
So, question. Does the off of our rules deal with opium and how it affects people?
I don't think there's any mechanical.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering. There's mechanics for opium affecting.
There's mechanics for some poisons.
I would be increasing the TN if you were to imbibe too much. Obviously, Kitsuki Akira has a higher tolerance.
Because if it's considered a poison, I recover from poisons in half the time because of Jirogen's blessing.
In this sense, I'm going to, as far as Jirogen's blessing, as far as it goes with alcohol and drugs, you will be affected by Jirogen's blessing and still recover from being intoxicated, regardless, in half the time.
Okay. So, Kitsuki Akira gave me the, hey, don't really drink this. Yogo Jojo pretty much did the same thing. So I'll pick up the cup and holding it with one hand, the other hand on the bottom, I bring it up to my lips and bring it back down. I said, I just bring it up to my lips and then bring it back down and I'll set it down.
And I will look around to see how the, okay. So the person running the tea house, are they man, woman?
It's an older woman.
Older woman. So I'm kind of wondering if this is on purpose. I mean, this is, I should say not on purpose. I'm kind of wondering if this is normal.
Well, since they don't serve alcohol.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
She's not paying any attention to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's either this is what they normally do, or they heard that we're investigating the disappearances and want to try and get us out of the way.
What I'm kind of worried about is, are we getting any sense that these may not be humans we are dealing with? Or do you think this tea is what they use to replace their alcohol?
At the moment, it is hard to say.
Yes. I look around and have I heard, is the headman come to us yet? Like, how long has it been since we've been here?
You haven't been there for very long. Mm-hmm. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. And probably more longer than that if I'm back there already.
Yeah, because he was there for...
I went to the smithy. I waited while he finished. We talked a bit. Then I did a walk around.
Yeah.
So I'd say probably half an hour to an hour.
Oh, yeah. Sounds reasonable. So we'll say it's been an hour.
Yeah.
Since you left the headman.
All right. Grab the puzzle box that was on the table, put it in my pouch, which indicates there's a more interesting puzzle for me to investigate.
Is there any other peasants in the tea house?
There's a couple other people there just sipping tea and playing a game of shogi.
Do those peasants over there, do they look under the effects of opium?
Well, while the Kitsuki's doing it, I'm going to look as well. I have medicine.
Yes, actually, so do I. Doing an analyze medicine, so air.
Another option you could do is games. And also air.
I'll do medicine.
All right. From your observations, it's going to be a TN3.
So, nope. I'm doing investigation, Kitsuki method. I'm going to do games, and...
Right, that's TN2.
Okay, well, still, that would give me one rank in games, since since I did not pick it up before. Yes,
this is an investigation.
And unfortunately, I cannot pick up anything with strife.
There's no strife on this die.
That's right. Okay, yes. Thank you. That is Two successes, one opportunity.
All right, what would you like to do with your one opportunity?
Let's see what I can do.
While he's looking at that, how did Kuniguru fare with his TN3 medicine?
Well, I'm going to keep the one success and one opportunity I got.
All right, one success is not enough.
Right. So this being a scholar skill on air, I'm going to try to learn something about the people. It says about the person who created or used the item you're studying. I'm actually studying people. So I want to learn something about them. It's like what their profession is within the village.
You can see that they carry around some extra rags that the ends have that telltale sign of that they're tied. So they probably use it to either cover their mouth or cover their head. They are totally bald. So if it were their head, they would most likely be out in the fields protecting themselves from the sun. A hat would be more efficient. They use it to cover their mouths. They're probably working in the distillery.
Okay.
Hats are also more expensive.
They are, but, you know, you can weave with grass and wheat chaff.
Okay, cool.
Okay. My opportunity? I am subtle about my investigation.
So they're not even noticing that you're watching them. And you're able to see that they're moving a little slower. Like, not just that they're analyzing their moves as they're playing shogi, but it's like watching them in slow-mo. Their hands lift off the table and take several seconds to extend forward to put a finger on a piece to slide to the next position.
So most likely they are.
Most likely they are
drugged,
but they probably aren't being affected as much because they're probably used to it, like you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a little bit slow.
Kids, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Say no to drugs. Dare.
God dang.
And those are prescription drugs that you've gotten from a doctor.
Even then.
No. Then take them as prescribed.
And only as prescribed.
Anyways, so I'm going to, at this point, I'm sure you're kind of nodding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call the, she wouldn't be called a matron. She'd be, matrons are more for brothels.
No. A matron just is an elderly. A madam is for a brothel.
Right. I'm going to call the matron of the house over.
Yes, Samurai-sama. What can I do for you?
So, among our travels to collect taxes, we were confronted by a spirit of a young girl by the name of Misa.
Watching her face as he says the name.
Misa. That's not a common name around these parts. What can I help you with her?
We found her remains in the bend of a river and close to the village south of here. And we, on our travels upriver to explore what may have happened, we ran into another spirit, more friendly, who informed us of Kappa in the area. And I'm sure at this point she notices that I do have a scroll case and that I'm not, that neither of us, like, he's a Kuni, I'm wearing a mask, so it's probably a little freaking her out, but it's...
I think my face paint's freaking her out more than your mask.
Yeah.
Which is unblemished from the glass of tea.
Yeah.
We are pursuing said Kappa, and your headman mentioned disappearances. Can you give us more information on that?
Well, we've had a few disappearances here recently. But I figured that it was just people tired from the hot days. You know, it is the end of the season, and we're trying to prepare everything for winter. And I thought they might have just wandered off.
How many people have disappeared this year?
About 24.
Is that normal?
People come and people go. But it is a few more than normal.
Hmm.
You know, oftentimes people will stop here thinking that they can get alcohol before they make their final descent and become one of the monks of Togashi.
I had heard that Togashi Mitsu drinks alcohol.
Yes, but tell these people that. It is a bit of a hike for a peasant to become a member of one of the great clans.
I roll my eyes. It's like, yeah. Dragon, blah, 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 blah. And I kind of just stare at Katsuki for a minute and then just return my gaze to the matron. So only a few more than normal disappearances. Anything else you can tell us about the area?
Well, it used to be hard work here. Our shochu didn't become very popular until recently. You know, it's become a lot easier since that Nogi came to town about a year or two ago.
Tell me about Nogi.
You know, very nice young man. He's a blacksmith.
Send a glance to Kuni. Oh,
really?
Yes, he produces very good tools for us.
Stands up. We need to go. Stand up, turns around.
The Ashigaru have our information, and we follow him immediately.
Yes. Stand up and thank you for your time.
About a minute after you guys leave the tea house, a young boy comes in.
I was told that there are some samurai who wish for a tour of the village.
Oh. They just left. If you hurry, you might find them. But I don't know where they went.
She goes to cleaning some of the tea glasses.
A little bit slow.
Just a little.
Hello. Sorry for the lack of episode on Tuesday. Due to injuries sustained by the Northwest Snowmageddon, our editor was sadly injured and unable to edit. For those of you who do not follow us on social media, which you should, please do. We are moving to a Saturday release. It's just more convenient for us to put it out on that day. Now, about the contest. Due to the previously said injury, we are extending it and changing the format. When we get a total of 6 reviews, we will be rolling a d6 and picking a winner through that to be a kami, ona, or some other yokai to voice in our show. Don't worry about having good quality sound equipment. This will all be taken care of on our editor's end. Please follow us on social media. Our Twitter is at SojPodRPG, that's SojPodRPG. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/SojPodRPG. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG.
It sadly isn't free to produce this podcast, so any little bit helps. And please give us a review wherever you are listening to this. It helps new listeners find the show and lets us know that, you know, real people are listening to the show. Now, back to the show.
We head to Kunigaru, starts heading off to the blacksmith, realizes he's got two people following him that are probably don't have his leg stride, so he slows down a little to let them catch
up. Or his endurance. No, actually, I'm pretty endurance. I have a high earth.
I'm lagging behind. Maybe huffing a little bit, but, well, earth of one.
I slow down.
Earth of three.
Same.
Well, hey, earth of one and damaged heart.
Slow down, Guru. Akira is lagging, and I believe we'll need him.
All right, slow down.
You start seeing smoke billowing in the direction that you are running.
I speed up again.
Go. I'll catch up.
Kuni's already lengthened his stride.
Yeah.
Not running. Just length of stride.
I'm going to have you guys roll a fitness in whatever stance you would like. The stance will have an impact on what you do. It's going to be a TN2 fitness test.
It's going to be earth.
Same here.
Slipping into air. Under.
I wish I could keep four dice.
Only you didn't have the issue with
strife. Yes. Yeah. So that's only one success.
Okay, Chris. So, three black, one white die. Success with the strife. Success. 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 I wonder which three I'm keeping. I'm not keeping the stripe, so I have three successes.
And you are in earth stance.
Yes.
Two successes, a strife, and opportunity. The opportunity I am using to reduce his strife by two.
All right.
I basically call back. We will preserve the scene for you, Katsuki. We'll make sure none of the peasants or Heenan touch it.
Thank you.
That can take effect immediately. So if that drops your strife low enough, you can take the ones you rolled.
Okay, which I did. So that would bump that up to three successes. One of those successes is an explosion. Grand total of three more strife, so, and one opportunity.
All right, so you're not going to pass out on the way.
Right.
For Yogo Sojabo, he was in earth stance as well. So that will take some effect as we get to the scene here. Kunigaru is the first to arrive. Shortly after is Yogo Sojabo. And the blacksmith is engulfed in flames. The forge and the house.
Okay. The blacksmith shops.
Shop.
So we don't have a man standing out there in fire, because that's what I imagined first.
Mm-hmm. I knew what he meant.
Sorry, I just like, oh god, what are we dealing with? Some, oh god, is this one of those gaijin spirits?
So the whole thing is engulfed in flames.
The whole place is engulfed in flames and is starting to collapse. Some of the other villagers are taking buckets of water and just throwing it on to little of it, to little
avail.
Avail, yeah.
Is there any threat to the surrounding area?
Because it was a smithy, they've given it a bit of a berth from the other homes, mm-hmm, in case of fire.
Should we wait for Katsuki, or, like, there's not much we can do here.
Not outside, no. Do I think I can get a run through the house? And I mean literally through it. Not stopping in it. But I'm trying. I want to see if I can't find what a quote unquote body.
All right. I'm going to have you actually roll this one.
Yeah, I hope.
This is going to be another fitness roll. And you're going to be remaining in... this one's actually going to be a earth, because you're trying to withstand the fire.
Okay.
This is a TN 3.
Let's see. I will definitely keep that. And I will keep that, which gives me my 3 successes. Do I want a 4th success and get another strife, or do I want to gain a second opportunity and another strife? I think I'm going to go with 3 successes, 2 opportunities, and a strife.
All right. As you go in, you break through one of the walls.
I shout out. I'm not going to shout out on air.
And a ball of flame just kind of trails behind you out for adding that extra oxygen. You can see gaps in the floor that there's something below, which is not typical architecture. Yeah. And on this first floor, there's not a whole lot in the house itself. And no body can be seen from where you're at.
So like I said, I was going straight through the house. I do notice, okay, there is a tunnel underneath the house. It's what I'm assuming.
There's something.
There's a hole in the floor and something below it. And then I get through the rest of the house. I'll come jogging around to the front.
Oh, wow, you're alive.
And about that time, huffing and puffing and red in the face, dripping in sweat, comes Kitsuki Akira.
You missed the fun part where Guru ran in. Actually, it wasn't fun. It was terrifying. Why would you do that?
Because I knew I could get through.
He's a Kuni.
Crab.
You can hear the house kind of creaking and cracking and is collapsing in on itself.
I look over the peasants. Let it burn. He's not there. He went underground.
Yes, move away. It's like...
Let out a growl of frustration. Kick a pan. Basically unmasking.
Once it is fully burned, we can find the tunnel.
You are going to lose an honor.
I think that would be more of a glory.
You're going to lose... I want to say you're going to lose about 3 glory for, you know, just outright kicking stuff and
in front of
yelling and all that.
Yeah.
So if this was in front of samurai, yes, I would say lose honor. This is from peasants.
Yeah. But I'm kind of upset that there's a secret here that I can't investigate. Yet.
The house collapses down to the floor level and down into the
underground.
Eventually burning itself out.
And I just tell the peasants, once it's just build up some buckets, we'll put out the embers when it's done. I don't feel like risking any lives to save a lost cause.
And I look over at Akira. When I was last here, I talked with the blacksmith, and I left. He went back to work for a little bit. Then everything went quiet. I figured he just went inside. I took a walk around the house, By the time I got back to the front, the forge was cold. So whatever started the fire, it didn't start in the forge.
Now I'm intrigued again.
All right. Before the peasants, I allow the peasants to throw water. I kind of get a glance at Cooney. I'm sorry. Before I let the peasants pour the water on the embers and deal with this, I glance at Kitsuki.
I'll give a nod and hold back, raise up a hand, keep the peasants away for a moment. Start walking through, looking through the ashes. Pick up the jitag and look underneath some of the burnt wood and see if there's anything out of place.
Meantime, I'm kind of yelling at peasants for very little faux pas. Because I'm getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 9 out of 10. I know, I think I have the highest composure.
Yeah, you beat me.
Yeah, definitely beat me.
Yeah.
All right, so as Kitsuki Akira is poking around, you do uncover enough space that you can see into the underground chamber.
Okay.
And there are burnt bodies down there.
We need some Heenan.
I just point to probably the youngest peasant there and say, go grab some Heenan.
The Heenan come.
Point out the bodies.
It takes a couple hours. It's getting late into the night.
Yeah, so by the time the Heenan come, I finish the rest of the scene and...
We'll get some torches set up to light the area as night falls. Lanterns, torches, whatever they've got.
Some source of light.
Along with the hand, the headman comes out. What's happened here?
Fire. Burned down the blacksmith's house.
I gesture.
Everything's fine till you come. And then our smith... goes up in flames.
I think your smith has some secrets that he was keeping.
Motion him over. Show him the underground chamber.
That's Ida. My nephew, I thought he went up to the mountains.
You recognize the body?
That one, yes. But these others... I don't know everybody in the village, but...
Let us have the Heenan pull the bodies out, lay them out, see how many we can identify. About how many bodies are down here?
You guys... have the Heenan pull out as many bodies as they can find. And there is about 15 bodies in all. There are bamboo reeds stuck into their forearms. And they appear fairly... I mean, aside from the char on them, they appear fairly emaciated.
Like they were down there for a long time before the fire.
Yeah.
Is one of the Heenan a medical Heenan? Or should we... I'm going to call our medical Heenan over. All
right.
Because I got a suspicion and it's very concerning. And I kind of get close and I kind of get whispered.
Yes, Samurai-sama.
I want you to check to see if they still have blood.
Excuse me?
Just do it.
Yes, Samurai-sama. He pulls out a small knife, you know, very crude knife that he carries, and stabs into the artery, where an artery would be, and cuts it open, nothing's coming out from there. He then flays open the chest and stabs into the still beating,
still heart.
He stabs into the still heart, which is not beating, and nothing comes out.
I kind of go up.
I put my hands under my mask, rub my eyes.
So do you want to call your people or should we call mine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And basically, I'm going to have to order a quarantine of this village.
I hate it when you're right. Shojobo.
Yeah.
I hate it when you're right, Shojobo.
Yeah, so do I. Everybody, you will gather in the Great Hall. And I will direct R.R. Shigaru, because this is everybody, to just make sure everyone is in the Great Hall, even if they have to drag him out of bed.
And some of them are.
In bed.
I you know what? Personally, I'm gonna leave this in. I feel terrible about this, but I know this is what has to be done, because this is Maho.
Yes.
This is Maho.
This is Maho.
Maho is dangerous and it spreads.
And it is nasty.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. And thank you for listening.